Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies.
You know, the leaves. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And what a wild day yesterday. Oh, my God, man. That was crazy. And that's why I decided that this is going to be Educational Thursday. I want to share with you a training webinar I did on Saturday. It's a long one, but it's really good. So let's get to the training. We'll talk markets and we'll talk, but let's get to some training. Make sure we all understand what's going on here. Here we go.
Hey, welcome to Saturday Options Training with me, Bubba. And I'm glad that you're here. And, you know, again, this is there's really not a true time limit on it. I got a bunch of points, and if you've got other questions, obviously, bring them down. Arkansas, bring them in. I'm here, and again, I'm not rushing to go anywhere. You know, I'll show you some of my products later, but I'm not here to sell anything. I'm here really just to teach, and that's what this is all about. So let's begin. But well, it's great to have everybody on a Saturday. I mean, it's just a big crowd, and I'm thrilled. I mean, again, I want to be part of helping everybody out, and of course, for those of you who may not know me. I've been trading for 36 years. I've been on all three major exchanges in Chicago, and I've traded all over the world. In fact, I almost moved to Australia way back in the day. They were actually paying traders to come out there, but I did not. And I'm still a member of the Board of Trade. I've written a book. I've written a guide, Options Made Easy, but I also written a book. Bubba's Guide to Trading Options, and I've got a new guide coming out, which will be how to use weekly options. And as you guys have seen me many times on TV, I'm on all of them, BNN, Bloomberg, CNBC, Fox, Phoenix TV out of China. I do Kitco News, RFD TV, which is for farming. I'm host of my own radio show, if you've never seen it or heard it. I guess you couldn't see it or heard it. I'm actually coming out with a 30-minute TV show, which will be online, but it'll be kind of the highlights of those who don't know me. I get pretty worked up and pretty pissed off at things that happen. Those were with my Monday night call, my bitch call. You get to hear me in real form. And then I did start the SPX bid. I was one of the first traders in there. Always a good thing. So today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what are options. We're going to talk about calls and puts and basic stuff that I never talk about. Because to me, there's more to it. But again, if you've never had them or you're not sure, it's always good to learn. Trading strategies, phases of the market, volatility, traits of successful traders, why you should trade options, the basic trade, important strategy number 4-low, and then we'll do some scenario analysis. And again, I'll do Q&A for as long as people want to know. I don't care. I got nowhere to go. You know, the only place I'm going is to play poker later, so I'm good. Okay. This is my guide, and I'm not trying to sell it. It is free. It just has to pay shipping, $9.95. Anybody wants it, great. It's a great book. It's got tests. It's got quizzes. This was the actual beginning of my teaching in schools, because somebody said, "Why isn't this in school?" So I said, "Well, let's see," and I started to work it that way. All right. So the different types of options contracts, and what is an option? Okay, so. An option is a derivative product. It's a deal between two people, okay? One being a buyer, one being a seller, okay? And if you're buying an option, you have you own the option to do something, okay? You have the rights. You own the rights to do something. If you're a seller of an option, you have the obligation, okay? There's a difference. When you buy rights to do something. When you sell obligation. Obviously, when you buy the right to something, you pay for that by paying a premium. When you sell, you collect the premium, okay? So you're buying the right to either buy or sell the underlying security, okay? Or it could be anything, because there's options. Options and derivative products, which means that they're derived from something else. Trade on anything. I mean, you know, the bottom line is the simplest thing to think about, if you've ever bought a house or rented a house with an option to buy, that's an option, okay? You don't get the same price as you'd have bought it, but you do, you know, you do get the right to buy it at a certain price, okay? Now, you know, why do people use options? Well, you know, prices change sometimes. You may have a feeling, okay, about something. You know, you might think Apple is going up to 100. Okay, so instead of buying the stock, you want to buy the right to buy the stock. You can do that. You pay for that. And that's something we're going to discuss because that's one of the most misused types of trading. And not that you buy Apple or buy an option on Apple, but the way it's done, that's part of volatility. We'll get there. But the writer or the seller, you're selling the right. So you want to collect the premium. That's your job, is to collect the premium. And you are betting against that event's going to occur. I mean, because really what options are, they're items that have they have expiration dates. If you're a buyer, you're buying that something's going to happen. And if you're selling, you're selling that it's not. I mean, that's really as simple as that. Okay, call options, right? I mean, a call option it means... Basically, I'm not going to read all the stuff on the screen, but, you know, a call option is just you're buying the right to buy a stock at a certain price at a certain time. You can go out, you know, there's options now, they call leaps, go out 2-3 years, okay, or you can go out 2-3 days. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in between, and a lot of things changes, okay? But you're buying a strike price that you think is going to happen. You're looking, and the call option comes from... You have the right to call away the stock or the whatever, okay? The soybeans, the corn, the cotton, whatever. You have the right to call it away. That's what you bought when you bought an option. You invested X amount of dollars to buy that right, and that's what you did, okay? A put option is the right to sell. So, in other words, we talked about call away. I can put the stock to you, which means that you're obligated to buy it from me. Okay? Because if you sold the put option, you are relegated to having to buy if I choose to put it. Now, obviously, if I chose the right to sell Apple at 100 and was trading at 110, well, I wouldn't sell it to you at 100. I would just let that expire. So what happens is when you buy calls or puts, if the event...
And we'll come back with what happens when you buy calls or puts. But I want to make sure that you understand that we're starting very much from the basic and trying to build upon educating ourselves to be more successful traders. And that is something that you always have to worry about, is to make sure that you are putting yourself in a maximized position to be successful, because even when you are in that position, there's going to be potholes. There's going to be problems. Okay? You have to make sure that you're putting yourself in the best position to succeed, because if you don't, then you're going to end up losing when you should be making, or losing too much. Because the game that we're playing is all a mathematical model. That's really what we have here in the option world, is a mathematical model. So we'll come back after the break with more training. Make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. I think you'll find it is the most user-friendly platform that there is. And plus, they've got swim lessons every day. So make sure you check it out. I think it's a wonderful platform. Yeah, I can help you get a better price. Just let me know. No big deal. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. If you ever miss an episode, join the hundreds of thousands of people that every month download at libertytalk.fm. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out for a break. We'll come back with some more teaching after the break. The Bubba Show. To the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz on our Training Thursday. Again, I believe in educating and helping you all. So let's get back to the education. Here we go.
that you expected to happen did not happen, you take a small loss, but you walk away without owning anything, okay? Because the options get abandoned, they expire worthless. Goodbye, good luck, and have a nice day. The trade's over. You've lost some money, and you move on to the next trade, okay? So let's talk about, let's stop here just for a minute, okay? Does your hedging training involve hedging a trade that would make you addition to your portfolio? Does your hedging training involve hedging? My hedging training creates synthetics around your portfolio to lock in where you are while still allowing you maximum upside action. But of course, I'll get those types of questions at the end. I promise I will answer any question you have. If you have to leave early for any reason and I don't get to your question, email it to me because I will get to them on this recording, okay? I will record them and I will ask them. So if you have to leave, but what I really want to do is to really kind of drive home the point to everybody. So does anybody have a question on what a caller output is before I move on? Okay, because I really want to do this. I want to break it down, you know, piece by piece so that we can kind of, you know, all get on the same page because I don't want somebody to get lost and then it's hard to catch up, okay? All right, so yes, go ahead. If you have a yes, go ahead, fire away the question. If you have a, if you have a question about a call and a put, please ask it now, okay? Because we're gonna do it like this. It's gonna be a little slower, but again, I want it to be. The objective of this is to have you have a great understanding of what's going on, because, you know, in the future, if you're going to be involved with me, in some of the programs that I offer, then you need to have the basics because I like to do things better, better than they're done in general. I mean, I know the some of what we call the little tricks of the trade. Okay. my friend's on the call too. God bless. Nice to see you. I'm glad you're here. So I want to make sure we have a good understanding. Okay. If you own Apple for, example, 100 shares, would you write a call or a put on them? If I owned Apple, no problem. You didn't miss much. If I owned Apple, I would never do a covered call. It's a terrible strategy. I would use some kind of synthetic hedge against it because that's more important. That's better. Okay. And if I owned Apple, I would not want to sell a put. Would I buy a put? No. I would, again, there's better ways to do that. And that's what you're going to learn, you know, partially through today. And then again, partially through some of the other things that I do, if you choose to do so. Again, no pressure, no hype, no, you know, you don't have to. I don't, you know, again, it's up to you, okay? But really what it's about, well, again, a synthetic hedge, you're getting ahead of where I want to be right now. Save that question, okay, because now we're going to, I just want to know calls and puts, any questions. So we've gotten past that, okay? A naked put, okay, is, if you sell a put, you see, there is no advantage to selling a naked put because you have the same risk and you have the same margin or money requirement as buying the stock, okay? The only difference is that you have the opportunity to collect some premium. But there's also a better way to create that strategy as well without tying up the margin money, because if you're tying up all your money on margin, you're losing the opportunity cost to do something else. I do teach weekly spreads, yes. I teach a little fancier. I teach a version of different types of stuff. I teach actually how to position yourself in weekly spreads as well. In other words, not just a credit, but sometimes you want to take a position. I will not be covering that on this particular call, but it's called the 60-40. There's a whole bunch of strategies that we've used on the floor for years and that create positions. And again, that goes into synthetics. So we'll get a little bit of that at the end. Why is a terrible call terrible? Because a covered call is terrible because you give up the upside potential of your stock while having no protection of the downside, okay? We will get into that, but just a quick answer, and I won't explain it now, but I will explain it later, is you're better off selling a spread above in case the stock goes up too far. Why give up the stock, okay? What is the difference between buying and selling a put? When you buy a put, you're buying the right to put that stock to somebody or sell it short. When you sell a put, you're taking on the obligation of buying the stock. Their direct opposite is correct. agent. I think I get the call and the naked put another note. The Badger is not doing well. I mean, he's not going to die, but he's not doing well, which is why he hasn't been on the calls lately. But anyways, okay. So what makes a good options trade? You need liquidity, okay? You know, we all like to look at every one of us has a little bit of gamble in our hearts. You know, everybody likes that little bit of thrill, okay? But if you're going to get a thrill, you might as well do it where it's better. If you're trading in illiquid markets, you have no shot. It is the Roach Motel, okay? I don't care what anybody teaches you. I don't care what anybody sells. If you're in illiquid options, you're in the Roach Motel, and you are a favorite to lose your money. Okay, you can make money occasionally, but at the end of the day, you're going to lose your money, okay? So liquidity is the most important thing. Your list and what you use. Now, obviously, I have a specific list that I watch, and I'll trade others, but I design my list based on, you know, movement and things that I think can happen and how fast they can happen, because obviously, if you're trading in a derivative product or an option product, the speed in which things move is always a benefit to you, okay? I mean, like, I would never buy an option on a stock like a Cisco because it doesn't move fast enough, doesn't go anywhere. Doesn't have, we call it air in the balloon, which we will define as well, okay? Having a plan, okay? Again, you have to know what you're trying to accomplish, okay? And we do trading plans. I do them a couple times a year just to make sure everybody understands it. But you got to have a plan. I mean, just to go out and buy, you know, and either call your broker or go on your computer and start buying crap for whatever reason, it doesn't make any sense. Understand what you're trying to do. And then the other biggest thing that nobody gets, and it's really fun to watch, is market expectation, okay? Because you should know this is very important to you for your trading, for your investing, whatever you're doing. You got to understand what the market's trying to tell you, okay? The market gives you signals all the time, okay? And, you know, for example, we made a trade last Sunday, and it wasn't a monster winner, but it was a winner. I mean, but it was on Walmart. The market expected earnings to be better. And I said, no, based on the chart, they've already priced all that in. So we took a decided, you know, a short position, not with a lot of risk. And of course, we were right. Now, we're not always right, but what you want to understand is the markets kind of tell you what they're thinking ahead of time. If there's a jobs number coming out or whatever, you'll see some action that gives you a feel for what the street is expecting. So if the street is disappointed, the stock will go the opposite way. So even though the news might sound, oh, my God, it was great news and the stock went way down, how did that happen? Well, because the markets already knew. They already expected. They expected better. All right. Now, I don't use these myself. Obviously, I'm at the state. I never use them but in my career, but I want to show them. A lot of people, these are risk graphs, okay? And what these are just simply, you buy a call, your risk is always the price you paid for the call. That's it. If you paid a call for $2, your risk is $2. In theory, you have unlimited potential, the upside. When you buy a put, same thing. If you pay whatever you pay, 3, 2, 1, it doesn't matter. Your risk is only that. Whenever you do what we call a debit trade, you can only lose the debit that you paid. The rest is unlimited potential. Now, obviously, in factual matter, the puts are not unlimited because if they go to zero, that's the end. But, of course, we consider it unlimited. Back spreads, which we will not get in today, but they have quirky ways of working. Okay, they start out at one spot, they can go to another, and if the stock does something dramatic in the way you think it's going to go, they do then again have unlimited reward as long as you're not naked in option. And one thing we will never do is we will never teach or have you naked options. I don't believe in it. I think there's just so many better ways to do it. I would never want to be naked in option. I think anybody who is ignorant. I mean, that's just me, my opinion. I'm not saying that anybody's wrong, but naked options are silly. Because you tie up too much capital and have too much exposure, and then you end up one day end up broke because something happened that you didn't expect, and all of a sudden you wonder what train ran over you. And then there's a protective put, which is, again, it's better than nothing, but it stinks. And a protective put is just you buy the stock and you buy the put, trying to protect the downside. But again, in 2014, when...
So we'll come back and talk about what happened in 2014 with those different strategies. But you are listening to The Bubba Show. We're training today. Make sure to check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. Make sure, if you ever miss an episode, you got to go to libertytalk.fm and get the podcast, download on demand. LibertyTalk.fm, The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back with some more training today. Here we go.
In other words...
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on our training Thursday, and we're right now in the protective puts and looking at some option strategies, so let's get back to that right now.
The idiots on TV kept saying, hey, buy cheap puts, buy cheap options. There is no such thing as a cheap options. Options are always fairly priced unless they're expensive. Okay? There is no... Insurance companies don't give away low premiums. Okay? If they're advertising cheap premium, you know there's a catch to it. There's a reason why. And if options are cheap, which they aren't, okay, no market maker is going to give you a cheap option. They're not going to give you a value. They're only going to overcharge you. They're not going to undercharge you. So my point is, when the market was up, I think, 31%, if you had used protective cheap options, so-called, from the geniuses, you'd have made about 4% for that year. Okay, so I guess they weren't so cheap. Okay? All right. Because the purpose of options, why do you use options? Well, you know, some use them to earn weekly income, okay? Some use them to enhance yield. Now, you know, the enhanced yield part was, you know, used to be covered calls, okay? Because there was nothing else to do. You know, the price of trading options was so expensive. And I'm going back 30 years, okay? The price of trading options was very expensive, and you had to call a broker, and it was much more challenging. And, of course, there was also a little bit more air in the balloon, but you only could deal with the strategies that were available to you at that time, okay? But you can also create more active trading, okay, without being active, and you can hedge your portfolio. Very important things to understand as you go forward. All right, things you need, names you need to know. Strike price, okay? So I'll just go flip up a chart here for a minute. Okay, so let's put up Apple, since I've been just talking about Apple. Okay, so when you look at it, an options chain, okay, now here's a chain. Here's all the different strikes they offer, okay? Now, why so many strikes? Well, it creates more action, creates tighter spreads. It creates more commission for the house, okay? Creates more opportunities for market makers to make money. I mean, again, everything in life comes down to money, okay? That's it. And there's two things, but one of them is money. Okay, so but here's the different strike prices that they offer. Okay, so that is what a strike price is. A strike price is the price that you assume or that you're buying or selling, and that is your benchmark. So if an Apple, you buy the 96 call, you're buying the right to buy Apple at $96 a share. Okay, if you buy the 96 put, you're buying the right to sell Apple at $96 a share. Okay, so if Apple goes to 98, well, certainly you're not going to take your right to sell the stock at 96. That'd be silly. You could just really go out and sell it in the open market at 98. And, of course, if Apple goes to 94, well, you're not going to buy the stock at 96 because you could buy it at 94. However, if it goes way up, well, then you might either exercise your right or just sell the option. Okay? Right? Intrinsic value and extrinsic value. Okay? Now, intrinsic means how much of it is in the money. Okay? So in our example of the 96 call, Apple trading is at the 126, or excuse me, the 96 call, the stock is trading at 96.04. Okay, so on a call example, one thing to think about is if you subtract the strike price from the price of the stock, so we take 96.04 and we subtract 96, that gives us an intrinsic value of 4 cents. That's how much intrinsic. That means today, if Apple were to expire today, then it would be worth, the option you own would be worth 4 cents in what they call intrinsic value. So remember, in is how much is in the money. Whereas if I go to the 93 call and I subtract 96.04 and subtract 93, I have a 304 intrinsic, okay? Well, still trading at 345, which means that the balance is what they call extrinsic or premium or error or out of the money. Okay, so in the 93 option call, the in the money value is $3.04. The extrinsic or out of the money error value or premium value is 41 cents approximately. Whereas at the 96 level, okay, I've got 4 cents of intrinsic value and $1.22 of error or premium. Okay. And then we've got in the money, at the money, and out of the money. Okay. Now, I'm going to show you this later in a bell-shaped curve because that's the models that we use off of. But in the money or at the money, okay, is always like we would consider 96 at the money because that is right at the money. It's 96, you know. One nickel, it goes below the strike, you know, stays above, goes below. So that's at the money, which is where we like to trade. In the money, we talked about, and you can see on Thinkorswim, any option that has this yellow shading, and I don't know what color it shows up on your screen, but anything that's shaded has some intrinsic value or partially in the money. Okay? On the put side, you'll see they're obviously diagonal because as the market goes down, these side of the puts go in the money, and if it goes up, these go in the money. And the white part is all out of the money. Now, some people talk about using a stock as a surrogate and buying in-the-money options as a surrogate, and I go, okay, great. And it's not the worst strategy ever, but again, the benefit of options is the benefit of the air in the balloon or the volatility, okay? You get no benefit when you're trading intrinsically deep or you're trading deep in the money because you're only trading the stock. You're just trading the stock at a cheaper price. But the problem is that those options expire and they have to be rolled to another expiration when they expire. And you're going to have to pay premium again to carry that position. And again, there's a better way to do that. If you want to create a long position, there's ways to do that without doing it that way. Okay. And again, I will get to some of that later. It's a little bit more higher level, and that really wasn't what this call was about. But again, at the end, you can ask me all those questions, and I'll get to them. Okay. And then out of the money, which, you know, depending on how far out you're talking, it's silly. Okay. Because you're just giving your money away. There's just not a high percentage. If you remember that the model that we're trading is we're trading a probability model. Okay. So if the probabilities aren't good, why would you think you'd be successful? That goes, what is that? Who said that? Albert Einstein? If what you're doing isn't working, why repeat it? I forget the whole quote. But anyways, just if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And I'm telling you, it doesn't work. Okay, let me go to, now, so let's go to some questions on what we did here. Okay. What is curvature? Where's it here? Can you explain the second, third points a little more from the previous slide? Which slide was it? This one or? This one. Why would you not do a deep in the money option versus at the money or out of the money? Okay. All right. Why? Because I kind of explained it, but I'll explain it again. When you do deep in the money options, we're relating our model and true options trading benefits from unexpected events, and they have a much greater chance. They get a much better chance to succeed. Okay, and that is, I'm trying to read your text and type at the same time. I know you're on. You're texting. It's hard. You know, I'm an old man. I got my mind is weak. But options take advantage of the unexpected. If you're deep in the money, the stock doesn't necessarily take advantage of the unexpected. Okay, and that'll be in our volatility explanation in a little bit, so you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. But then, I believe, the Badger believes, and most people believe in what we call universal price. Okay, I break the market into three basic phases. Okay, there is nothing else to think about. There are three basic phases of a market. Okay, of a chart. Okay, it's consolidation. It's a breakout to the trend, which is up or down, and then it finally panics or fear and whatever and blows off. Okay. Now, you can look at that, and you can look at that in any time frame, okay, and understand what I'm coming from. So what I'm going to show you right now, okay, I'm going to walk you through this, okay. Now, if we look at a chart, so here is a chart of Apple. This is a regular three-month chart of Apple. You can see.
And when we come back after the break, we will talk about the phases of the market. But I hope you're getting a lot out of this. This is all really important stuff that will help make you a more successful, more accomplished trader and give you a much better understanding of how markets work. Because the truth of the matter is most people don't understand how the market actually works. And that's why we always teach how the market works first. Because if you understand that you can, then you can understand the rest. If you don't understand how a market works, then you've got bigger problems. So at the end of the day, we're going to continue to do this and work on training. But make sure you know you check your commissions. Make sure you're with the right platform, one that you're comfortable with. We like Thinkorswim. That's what I use. And it doesn't mean you have to use it as well, but I can certainly help get you a better price. And that's what I use on all my webinars. So check out Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. You ever miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm and you can download the Bubba Show every day. Okay. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of people that do that and do download it. Why don't you be one of them if you miss one? This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back with more of our Training Thursday, the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we will be right back.
The song was written by Fred Ebb and John
Cannon. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Training Thursday with Bubba. And we're spending a good time with the training, and I hope you're getting a lot out of it. And if you have questions, you can always email me. If you want this link direct and you can have the whole thing for yourself, you can also email me. I'll be happy to send it to you. So let's get back to our training. Here we go.
Consolidation, breakout to the downside, trending lower. Okay, blew off here. And then after it blew off on panic, look at the volume, turned around, consolidated, and then rebroke back down to the original trend. And look what happened down here. Again, we got the consolidation. So you've got all the phases here. But one thing we know for sure is markets change, okay? And a trend cannot change in a market until the shortest time frame changes, okay? You cannot change a market trend until the shortest time frame changes, okay? I'm just going to get away from this because I don't like these shaded charts, but I use those for – I'm going to use a different chart for the moment. Yeah. So here's a one-minute chart, and it doesn't matter what it is, okay? And you see the same phases we just talked about, consolidation, break out to the trend, blow off, and repeat. Now, this one-minute chart, I would say, is fairly flat, you know, not really going anywhere. It's just kind of stuck in a big overall range. But if I change from a 1 to a 5, I've got a little bit of a change. I had a little bit of an uptrend, and now I'm really consolidating, you know, a little bit higher. And if I change again, now I got a little bit of an uptrend coming on here. Okay, and if I change again, I've now got resistance and look like I'm coming down. And of course, if I change again back to the daily, you can see that we've really got, it's changed. So every different time frame is different. But in the meantime, until the shortest time frame changes, the longer time frames can't change. So one's got to start to go up first before the five, and the five, and then so on and so forth. Why is that important? Because eventually you should learn how to use more than one time frame to make your final decision of when you want to get into a stock or an option or a trade. Okay. At the end of the day, what you want to make sure you understand is how that works, because they'll do that all the time. This is not new. This has been going on since the Stone Age. Okay. Trading of some nature has been going on since the Stone Age. And consolidation is just a period when neither the buyer nor seller can take control of the market. And what happens is new money comes in and buys it, and then it pushes to a certain point. New money comes back in and sells it and pushes it down to a certain point. And then finally somebody wins that battle and it breaks out. Okay. But that's important when trading options, because options are dependent on time. So you have to make sure that you know what you're looking for. Okay. And this is what I was talking about, the bell-shaped curve. Now, basically, this is just a distribution model. Okay. Now, my theory, the Badger's theory, our theory, and what I believe in, what I've done successfully for 36 years, is to trade around the money, at the money. That's where you're going to have that's where you have the biggest upside, the most amount of premium, whether you're buying or selling options. That's where the most amount of uncertainty lies. And if you're doing a good job at reading your charts, you will find out that your best chances are always at the money. Okay. Deep in the money, again, surrogate for the stock. If you want to tie up that capital and have to roll those every, you know, month or quarter or whatever, I mean, I'm not a fan, but it's certainly not bad. But I'm directly against out of money, okay, way out of the money. You got no chance to survive, because, yes, you'll make money, you'll make money, you'll make money, and then you'll get waxed. And you'll go, what happened to all my money? Okay, and I've seen this movie so many times. I've seen so many people go broke trying to sell the out of the money option or buy that because they expect a miracle. And at the end of the day, it never works, because you have to be around the money. Because that is where all the action takes place, and that is where you can handle the unexpected events that happen. Because if you'd have been short Weight Watchers options, for example, there's no chance Weight Watchers was going up until Oprah Winfrey decided that she was going to buy it. Okay, it just, again, there is no cheap option, there's no cheap premium. If you put yourself in that position, then you deserve what you get. Because out here, more people have gone broke out trying to play out here than anything. You play around the action, because that's where you need. You need liquidity to get in and out. You need every opportunity to help yourself. And there is no defense of a way out in the money option, okay, other than losing your money. Okay, the fear greed index. Now, I actually just like this chart, but you know that a lot of people could call that the VIX, whatever. And the VIX is important. You know, volatility goes up and down in markets. It happens consistently. Okay, it changes as moods and things change. And what I like to make sure that you understand is, you know, again, it shouldn't be something that fears you. It should be something that you should be able to benefit off of. Okay. If you understand it, you'll be able to benefit from these things versus being on the wrong side of defending it. All right, I'm going to go through some questions now that are pertinent to now. Definition of a fool doing the thing over and over again. Okay, thank you. So the big moves are blow-offs. Well, the big moves are blow-off if they're straight up or down. Okay. They're not blow-offs if they're going down gradually, but if they, you know, if one day, like a week ago, 2 weeks ago yesterday, we had that huge up move out of nowhere, okay? That was a blow-off to the upside, and of course, we subsequently sold off from there, okay? Now we've rallied back, but we've rallied back to a lower high. But those big moves, usually in a bear market, you'll get these vicious straight-up moves that defy logic, and you go, how can I not be in? I'm missing this move. And then what you'll find out is that's really just shorts getting squeezed, and you get this dramatic move. Or when you go down to market bottoms, you get the blow off like in 09. Okay, that was an easy blow off the call. Okay, and that's when all the fear and panic came in and people were dumping. When a change occurs, what do you look for? One or two buyers to confirm. What change are you looking for? Be more specific on your question, and what time frame are you trying to trade on? That does matter. Okay. Do the in the money options usually expire worthless, or do they get out before? Well, in the money options, you take the right. So usually, if you have an in the money option, you will get exercised, or you will automatically exercise the in the money option unless you sell it. Okay. If you're short it, you will get assigned. Okay. So in the money options are in today's world, it didn't used to be this way, but today, if an option is one penny in the money, it's going to be automatically exercised and assigned after expiration. On LinkedIn, getting whacked 2 weeks ago. Yeah, we had that, but we were prepared for that trade, actually. Okay, and that's a great bluff. You're correct. You are 100% correct. I'm going to bring that up. That's a good point. You're very busy this morning. I hope your fingers are okay. You type so much. That's one of my guys. I love him. He used to hate me, but now he likes me again. So that's good. Okay, because he realized I was right. There. This is like a blow-up right here. LinkedIn on earnings. Okay. And actually, I thought that it was a pretty good buy on Monday. Okay. And, of course, it was. It went up $14 this week, 14%. But, again, this was a blow-up. This was just pure puke. Goodbye. I'm out. I can't take it anymore. Get me out. And all of a sudden, we're starting to rally now. Okay.
All right. And so this is our... training Thursday, and I hope you're enjoying it. It's always fun for me to present and go through this stuff with you and have you get a better feel for what the option market is all about. It's obviously important to me that you have a good, solid understanding, because markets are markets no matter what you're trading. And again, whether you're doing cattle, grains, options, equities, they're all the same. So if we learn how to take care of everything the same, if we learn how to get hedged, if we learn the correct model, we're going to be in good shape. So, you know, again, make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. Also, check out BubbaTrading.com. Lots of good stuff there for you. I've got a lot of nice training programs. I write a lot of good articles every day for you. Pretty much stay ahead of the curve, and obviously want to keep you as informed as I can as to what's going on. Also, if you've ever missed an episode and you'd like to get it back, you go to libertytalk.fm and download it. It's on demand waiting for you so you can hear the melodic tones. But this will do it for today. This has been the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will see you back here tomorrow, same time, same station, and we will continue doing some training. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.